every month. And this is the first one of their entries. And the fun fact for Recluse is she enjoys a good cigar. After the dog walks, still having boots on, at the store for milk and cream and various incendiaries, not bothering my coat, tobacco brown, too, parley parley, jamais cru. Concentrates through the odor of the muse, deep one yellow pops a cigar, anchors to mouth, my father's corpse motions for a light. Says it only takes 3 dates to break a habit. And if I had longer hands and leather plaid, would I know, do I know, the strange brown foam gurgling up his esophagus? Too, parley parley, jamais cru. They still use paper bags, tan, tawdry, and cheap somewhere, beneath whiskey and porn for three days. Does the habit break my hands? Longer, don't shout, don't. This is fun fact number two about the recluse. She may or may not be medicated. She says it comes in capsules, are easier to swallow, but the generic is cheaper though, might be easier to get down. Use the flat back of a spoon, over the counter kitchen. Use caution while operating. Your body may experience diminished capacity, as a small number also reports becoming an uncommon side effect that can sometimes be left fatal when treated. Fun fact number three about recluse, just because she's a recluse doesn't mean a girl likes to dress up and doesn't mean she doesn't have a sense of fashion.
Clearly.
Alrighty. Gold filters, rainbow sticks, pastel birds, pretty ones lit. There will be no rumors of self. No rumors, are you deaf? What is this, music? Accessorize the mouth, long sense, uncompromised. Fatherly walks closest to the street, opening doors, always as motherly. His thumb steers my chin while his hair, untamed, a length, tickles at my shoulder blades. Chime never a want of children, a lake of hair, a paper of tongue, a roundness of pen, forms, never a note, never a chord. Accessorize. Fun fact number four about recluse. She may or may not be Emily Dickinson, but I'm pretty sure she's in love with her. Has deep, meaningful conversations with her through a night glass. And this is one of the last ones in the sequence. No burden, no body, no memory. The night glasses, come morning dew, putting on hair. The garden plants find her, violet white, eyes, cradle lines, no burden, no body, no memory. Oublier, elle est juste, finally, someone to settle into. Off red, circular layers, black man's feet. Poor peony. Distance is tissue. Emily. So I'm going to read a couple things that aren't from my thesis. And this next one is from a series that I wrote to ghosts, both living and dead. Some poets, some not. And it's based on a day I spent with my niece, Kathleen. I'm going to humiliate her in public. And I just wanted to do this because I'm so grateful that I've been able to spend time with you, and I'm not going to get much love with you. I'm checking the hell out of those sandwiches. How dare you roll your eyes at me, Alice Notley? A killer is known by his pomposity. Don't you ever watch TV? All balls out, being a backseat, driver in the front seat. I came home late yesterday to find my boxer at play with the Ouija board again. I swear he's fixing to cast a hex on me, and somehow I suspect, Alice Notley, you're behind this. Also want to nail it to Jen Stockdale for that one. I don't think I would ever be funny in a poem had I not been exposed to Jen Stockdale's poetry. My last poem of the night is from my Dreams of a Missionary series. And this one, the missionary is completely lost. He has no idea if he's awake, or if he's asleep, if he's alive, or if he's dead. But he knows one thing. He knows he's talking to Mary. And I want to read this in honor of Our Lady. It's called Waiting Gibbous. To sand, to sun, to horizon, if you find this, I have surely succumbed. to the part of me I never had the misfortune to meet. As there are many means for entering, here I am on the road between the towns, the bays, and harbors, mooring. Mother, I'm at a loss where the salt enters my tears. I know this is not and never will be of me, Mother. Your God of chaos, your God of peace, dug his tentacles deep, whispering, I can be more gentle than these ecstasies.